So y'all feel like y'all get y'all flowers and y'all recognition for what y'all y'all contribution to the game?
Not really.
I'm gonna let Parlay answer that.
I feel like it's recognized.
Feel like we still being attacked.
You don't have no choice, but you cannot talk about the past 20 years without talking about what we did. It's impossible.
Fact.
Right.
It's impossible.
Look how many 50 years of hip hop
numbers don't.
Facts. Right.
Men lie. Women lie. Numbers don't lie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's your boy $2 Fabo, member of the group D4L. Hey,
oh! Man.
It's your boy Pauly.
Hey, and it's your boy Pimpin' Man. Franchise Boy as well.
Like y'all said, this ain't y'all first time coming out here, right? Mm-hmm. How was the flight out here? It was long? I already know it was long.
It wasn't that bad.
No, not for real.
It was cool. Did go around.
How long is the flight?
Long enough. Two trips to California.
That's
for sure.
To California like 4 hours.
Then back.
Yep, then back.
In the same day. How long y'all gonna be out here?
We out here for about a week. We out here.
A week?
Yeah, we out here.
How many shows y'all got out here? Like two? Y'all at the one tonight.
Yep, and then we going to. You asked me too quick. Yeah, Wurzburg.
How you say that shit?
Where we going next? Wurzburg.
You know, they got them crazy German.
I said it right. Wurzburg. I'm from Atlanta. You know, you're going to get that in your
ass. Yeah, I'm from down south. I've been over there 13 years. I still can't say the word right. Straight up, man. But for my audience, can y'all, like, give a little tidbit of who y'all are? You know, we're in the German market out here. I know they know y'all, but they don't really, like, know y'all. So,
yeah, this your boy $2 Fabo, member of the group D4L. You already know. We made the hit song Laffy Taffy. Hey,
oh!
Yeah, we got Fabo in the motherfucking building, man.
This your boy Pauly, them Franchise Boys.
Hey, and this your boy Pimpin, man. Franchise Boys, well, you know, that lean with the rock with it. Oh, white I think that light me, oh, white tee. Everything.
Y'all started all that shit, man, back in the day.
Yes, sir.
We started the whole way.
But it was a little dispute between the three of y'all, wasn't it?
Yeah, because I danced better than them. You know. We incorporated each other's dance moves or whatever, and it's always been beef about, you know, which one came first.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, but I took a lot of that shit.
Yeah.
You took a lot of that shit?
I still be watching Pimpin'. I got that move down pat, the one he been doing on the Millennial Tour. I seen him on the Millennial Tour. I like, oh, wait till I get on my next big show. I'm gonna show him.
Hey, see, that's the thing about it, man. You know, we created a movement where it was all about fun, and we still having fun
right
today, man. So you know,
not even just that, man. What we did on Bankhead,
man,
has been the face of the past 20-some years.
Yeah, man. Right. I would say that, too. Yeah.
You know, so, you gotta think, like, even, like,
with
not
Thug,
physically,
with
but
Thug, with everybody. I think
TikTok is really inspired by what we did.
Yeah.
The dance movement,
you know,
and everything.
Now, before us, people weren't really purposely making dance songs.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. After us, it was like, I got to make a record like theirs.
Yeah,
you know, right.
Yeah,
was y'all like the first, like,
yeah, we was the
dance
first
song?
Yeah, we was the first. Like,
I mean,
you
was the first.
Nah, you had the one hop one time. You had
the tootsie roll.
You had them on
Bankhead bounce.
But what we did, we just brought in our own way, bro. We had the snap movement, which we called the geek movement at the time,
the
or whatever.
Movement.
You know, that was basically, if you hear Pee Wee Longway sneaking and geeking, you hear Future, everybody geeking. We always been calling it geeking. Oh, we would have called it doing it. It would have been one of the two. It wouldn't have been
pool.
Palette music, but it would have never been snap music. We thought that was
y'all didn't name it that.
Nah, the powers that be,
like the RWA, like
the people name
it. Because at a certain time, I think it was 2005.
I look at it as a derogatory term because
really,
you know, they was looking down on us at the time.
Yeah,
and then we
it was like 6-7 top 10 songs had snaps in it.
Yeah,
like Cherish.
Do it. You did that song with them, right?
Yeah, I did that song with them.
You know what I'm saying? You had the Whisper song. Yin Yang had the song with the snaps in it. David Banner. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had our song, they song. It was like 5-6 songs talking with snaps in it.
And so we
would make people say snap music.
But that let us know that they were listening to our way, because we were just coming. They had the white tee then. You know, we had the Bitch Can't Do It Like Me. And then we started seeing all of these people coming out. That means we knew we had something going on. We knew we had something creative going on.
Right.
And I think that just motivated us to do more. Sure. And so that's why you got the later on hits with the Lean, with the Rock, with the Laugh Attack. Because we could have gave up after those little couple of songs. But when you look up at the TV, you see David Banner video, it kind of got that way. Then Jeezy came with the boom, boom, clap. I'm like, everybody, you know, kind of catching our way. So
yeah, it made us work hard. Like DJ Mustard was the wave a little bit after that. You know?
I talked to one of them, and I think it was Ty Dolla $ign. And I was talking to Ty one day, and he was like, you know, when we heard the Scotty, he was like, me and Mustard, it clicked, like, boom. So, you know, a lot of that is influenced by the Scotty song, period. When you go out to Oakland right now, the Scotty song play like Fuck Them Other Niggas Come Down. That song coming on in the club, wherever.
I mean, it's coming on every time over here in the club.
For real?
Hell yeah.
Wow.
All y'all songs is on rotation. It don't matter who the DJ is. Because German DJs, they ain't afraid. They don't give a fuck how old the song is. You know what I'm saying? If a song is a hit, they know it's gonna move the crowd, especially with the German crowd, because all of them don't really speak English like that. So if you put on something simple to the point, like a Lean With It, Rock With It, or Shake That Laffy Taffy, or you know, any of them songs, you know.
Man, shout out to Germany, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the whole Germany.
Love.
Yeah, we're in Nuremberg tonight. We coming. We coming.
It finna go crazy.
We coming.
I already know, man. I'm trying to slide up in there with y'all too.
Oh yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. Trying to look. Lurking the VIP a little bit.
Pull up.
Y'all said that, like, it's, y'all said it originated in the Pool Palace, right?
Yeah.
Pool Palace, it was, I get the, because I'm from Alabama, but I'm not from like Atlanta and stuff, but I would imagine the Pool Palace is like, with like the spot where like.
It really originated in Bornholm and Allen Temple. If I had to say that, because we was in Bornholm and he was in Allen Temple.
But so the reason I say the Pool Palace is because it was more than just us.
Yeah,
y'all had like talent shows.
Yeah,
because
we
wanted
it's
a club.
But when you said
it's a club.
I feel
the only club that we got on the west side.
Yeah,
like only club that we got on the west side. So this
talent show like an open mic.
I would say that too.
They had like open mic.
Yeah, I would come in and do. I was out going up the ice in the talent show. That's how Low started looking at me.
Okay.
You know,
Shotty Low.
Yeah, Shotty Low. R.I.P.
Shotty.
R.I.P. You know, good nigga, man. From the cradle to the grave. That nigga was a good nigga. Yeah, but I that's how I got in the scene. So yeah, I would say the Pool Palace. We would call it Baker Road Click,
Young
K-Rab, K-Rab, Sierra came through there too.
You know what I'm saying? Because people got to understand that like when we started taking off, we probably would be gone 4-5 days out of the week.
Yeah.
So the days that we're back are like Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Then we go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, daytime. So we wouldn't, it'll be a long period of time. We wasn't even getting a chance to go to the club because we were gone.
Okay.
So there's other groups in there
and
making more
hit
songs and keeping the shit going.
Part of like a rock star came
that's why
out
I
of
say
that.
Pool Palace music. Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying?
And then it turned into club crucial music. Like, it literally just went right there, though. And a whole nother wave started with the schoolie and the
futuristic, and
LA, Young LA, and J Money, and all of them boys. Like,
man, that was a time for music, man. I feel like y'all feel like that time kind of came and went. Like,
it ain't never left, bro.
But it's people saying like. I think Ebro had something to say about like
you can't
music is like rap music is on the decline and shit like that.
It used to be a time where
everybody just talking about spin the block now.
Yeah,
shoot song.
Yeah, that's true.
Ain't too many dance songs and fun songs like that no more.
That's true.
You know
that's
what
fact.
I'm saying? Like everybody gotta have that goddamn switch.
Yeah.
Everybody's serial killers in the music.
Man,
you gotta kill somebody.
I look at our era. I mean, you only had a couple of eras in music like this. Like, the people ain't gonna give it to you like that. They want it to be something else. Because you got these powerhouses, they always had a voice and they got money behind them and they able to say these things and everybody go, yeah, okay, well, us on the ground, we feel like, You got the Frankie the Beverly Mays era, and you got all that Cool in the Gang and all of that stuff right there. You got, and before that, you had the George Clinton. Like, it jumps, like, boom. And then you kind of get to that era right there with the 80s, with the when the dope was out, boom, 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 and they were making all the Cool in the Gang. And then, to me, it jumps all the way from there, over the R&B, over all of this stuff that done came out, over your Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake stuff, all of that, and then it jumped right into the crump era. Like, this is where you can find 17 songs that pop out of the same genre. Crime Mob, Trillville, Lil Scraphead, that T.I. and Killer Mike came out of that. See, people don't know that T.I. and Killer Mike came out of that too.
Like, out of the crump era?
Yeah, out of the crump era. That, yeah. Don't think that I'm a bang kid, nigga. I take your cookie.
Bone crusher.
That's when the world really got introduced to how Home was really coming, because he had to put out music and everything, but Home was, he went back to the street and started grinding, like, and that was when you got that.
That's true.
I'm a bank head, nigga.
And then we jumped right to the Snap era, and then it's like 30 hits, like, boom, then these hits went platinum. Like, these Snap songs, so you got the crunk era, and I don't get me wrong, love, everything came out of the crunk era, but Lil Jon was the only one going platinum.
Yeah.
You know, when you get Lil Scrap, I think Lil Scrappy went platinum or whatever, but then you come to the Snap era, they went platinum. Yep. They got 3 singles platinum. We got 2 gold singles and some platinum singles. Their album went platinum. Soulja Boy came behind that and went stupid out of that. Like, DJ Unk.
I'm going to tell you something that we also did.
We brought Andre 3000 back with the DJ Unk Walking Out song.
For
like, well, man, Andre 3000 ain't did that for nobody.
But get away, Faye. I'm going to tell you what we did. We made timeless music.
Facts.
Right.
20 years later, we could come back and still perform them records, and them folks still feel the same way and still dance the same way.
Facts.
You feel, still bring out them big ass tees, big ass pants. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
y'all can perform that shit forever.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What era do you know got 3 generations? The Snap era is the only era that you can say.
For the past
30
years.
The Snap era is the only era where you can say your mama know the song.
Mm-hmm.
Your sister know the song.
Mm-hmm.
You feel? And now your kids still singing the same song. Because Laffy Taffy, shake that Laffy Taffy. They remixed that. The other dude got it going. Boom, boom.
A billion TikTok.
Travis Scott,
right,
yeah, when it did, the White T song. Like, it's still
number one with that.
Circulating.
Damn. Like, Travis Scott remade White T.
Yeah.
Call the franchise.
Yeah.
Yo,
wow. Tiger got 10 million.
I saw you in the Tiger video.
Tiger got 10 million screens on the Miss Bubblegum, and 2 Chainz got 1.6 million.
I feel like he should have gave you a verse on that song.
Nah.
I listened to that shit the other day again. I was like,
I'm all over the song. I'm Mr. Bubblegum.
I'm just saying, as a fan of Fable, I was like, where your verse at?
You know Tiger's so cool, bro. I got to give bro his prop. He hit me up on Instagram, tapped in with me, like, yo, what's up? Boom, boom. I need you to do this right here. Blah, 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 blah. I did something on your thing. He was like, all right, boom. So chopped it up on the phone or whatever. Home flew me right out there.
Yeah.
It was just me and him and like 30 girls. Like, that's all there, bro.
It was a lot of ass.
And I think it was somebody supposed to come play the part. And he looked over there at me like, he was like, you want to try to see if you put the suit on? I'm like, what, suit? Give me the suit. Give me the preacher outfit. Give me all that. I ended up being everything in the video, man. And he was just encouraging it. So, you know.
That's hard.
And, he was a good dude. So, you got a lot of people, man. You really just embracing our culture and what we
for
did.
For sure. That's what's up, man. People really need to give y'all props for that, man. Yeah. But
we getting remixed in less than 15 years. Like, what? How many remixes done on your song? How many remixes done on Shawty Low song? Young Dolph did Shawty Low song. Like, whatever, you know that people start remixing before they, like, niggas ain't even in the ground or nothing. Like,
Ruby
Rose, what? She just sampled out.
And Lotto J did the same thing with Ruby. I don't know. Lotto just sampled Low.
I mean, y'all got classics, man. Was y'all. I know. I saw you was you did something for the Falcons for the 50.
Yeah,
50
we all did.
Yeah, we all did.
All of y'all
did. Yeah.
Okay, I just seen the clip.
And we beat the Saints.
Yeah. Oh, and y'all won that night.
Yeah, we won that night. That's how.
So y'all feel like y'all get y'all flowers and y'all recognition for what y'all contribution to the game.
Not really.
I'm gonna let Parlay answer that.
I feel like it's recognized.
Feel like we still being attacked.
No choice, but you can't. You cannot talk about the past 20 years without talking about what we did. It's impossible.
Fact.
Right.
It's impossible.
Look how many 50 years of hip hop.
Numbers don't. Yeah.
Facts. Right.
Men
right.
lie. Women lie. Numbers don't.
Numbers don't lie.
You know what I'm saying? Numbers don't lie. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So the impact, like you saying, it's, listen, like I just said, man, if you go on TikTok right now,
yeah. right,
all the songs you hear on TikTok sound like they came out the fucking pool pack.
Facts.
We the reason niggas use Fruit Loops program.
Yeah.
FS Studio is the biggest producer program in the world.
And
right
we
now.
Was the first people to
did
use
it. Did y'all make them first initial beats?
Everything we did was on Fruit Loops.
Everything we did was on Fruit Loops. The free version.
Yeah.
That's why it sounded like that.
The free version. Because y'all had them free drum packs, right?
Yes. Exactly. And then we made all this music off free drum packs.
That's where the Snap came from, yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
see, Snap.
Shout out to Pooh. Shout out to K-Rap.
Shout out to Boy Pimp.
Shout out to
Shout that boy Win.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? See, Snap has nothing to do with the physical snap in it. Yep. It's the sound of the music. Yeah.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's the actual sound
of the music. Yeah. It has nothing to do. White T ain't got snaps in it.
No.
Okay. White Light Man ain't got no snaps in it.
Nope. But it still had that.
It's the feel of all hype music has the same feels, the same sounds. Yeah. All the beats don't sound alike. But it's the same sounds, it's the same feel.
Like dance hall or something like that.
Yeah. Snap music has
snap. Nah, that's that all snaps. Sound the same. You
know what I'm saying?
They all sound the same.
But
the ideology of it, but it has nothing to do with the physical snaps.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It's just the sounds of the music. They come from Fruit Loops.
Yep.
Okay. But who... Because the dispute I was talking about earlier,
yeah,
I saw y'all in an argument on YouTube about who actually started the snap music, though.
We did.
Like, collectively?
Yeah, D4L started snap music.
Okay, that's a good answer. That's a good answer.
Hey, see,
that gonna always be a dispute.
Yeah, because we always, like, you got to understand, we got different stories. Like,
right.
Pauline got a story because he was in different places when I went there.
Yeah, different experience. Yeah.
Exactly, so we all got different stories, so it's always going to be a debate.
I said they were one song in front of the snap movement. They said they were I said they created the movement. I ain't say they didn't create it.
Okay.
They created the movement. They gave all of us that battery on our back because we ain't had it. Then they came out. But they lit life in the hood. Like, I ain't never seen nothing like it. I had never seen nothing like it.
They did it, but we could do it.
I'm talking about regular niggas. Everybody just got a t-shirt on, nigga, and I'm a star. Like, yeah. He made a nigga with a t-shirt, a white t-shirt, feel like I'm a star. Like, I'm
Let's speak on t-shirt. Yeah. Like, you got to understand that
how did that come about?
Yeah, they owe y'all. I don't give every A-Rap.
No, they do. But you got to think about it. We talk about the snap movement. We had the whole world
wearing white t-shirt. Like,
them franchise boy D4L at a certain time too.
Right.
For a long time.
And they were long. They weren't even the regular size.
I used to wear them super long t shirts and shit.
That thing about it, it wasn't no long t shirt for us.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that super long.
You can't go find one tall T before us.
And then the funny part about
it is
they think that we were trying to wear the t shirt long.
The t shirt long didn't come for us trying to wear the t shirt long. So you gotta understand. In the hood, only thing you really got is the t shirt. So guess what? You're gonna keep some fresh shoes and the jeans. The only thing you gotta do is get your t shirt. They said t shirts that stole $5, no tax.
Yeah,
right.
But you gotta understand though, when you get the t shirt, the bigger the t shirt, it don't get longer, it get wider.
They get wider.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of us used to wear these t shirts to hide pistols.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yep.
See, you looking at her like, oh, this nigga tried to wear the t-shirt. This nigga, I got on a large t-shirt, but I got this shit from A-Rap that's in here, and he done brought him over from wherever he is, and this large is this long.
Right.
And when you get the way you wear it, you open it up, you put it on, you got to go on stage because it's all I got. Like, boom. And so you get mistakes. Like, we... The store selling these old dysfunctional t-shirts. we could have went to the Walmart and bought some Fruit of the Looms and they would have been the regular size. But everybody right here trapping. So we go to the gas station. Time to go to the show. All right. Hey, man, give me a couple t-shirts from back there. Whatever.
Still do it.
Yeah, same thing. Still do it right now.
Right. But the actual song, like the idea, right, it came from somebody kind of flexing on y'all.
So what happened was, right, so the day before, somebody had broken my studio, right?
White T.
And so me and Buddy, we went to another studio, Temp Town Studio, shout out to her. And we in there, I'm making the White T beat for another song though.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? We weren't thinking about it. I was just making that beat. And we're just in the office. So Pale get up there, you know, he didn't beat the trap down, went crazy. So he coming up. He just bought a goddamn $500. What jersey? No,
He had on jerseys.
We
got white tees.
You wear jerseys. You
know, that's all he used to wear with
jerseys. Yeah, the throwback era.
But see, and I OD'd on the throwbacks.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how he was wearing
all kind of throwback made.
Cause he going crazy in the trap. You feel what I'm saying?
So we in the studio and we listen to the beat and shot. Rest easy, Buddy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Buddy is a master of concepts.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Buddy will come with the concepts, like, tell you, hey, why you don't talk about this? Like, he great at concepts.
Yeah.
So he was like, we might well do it. Make do a song about White Tee, because, that way everybody wore their throwbacks.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? You motherfucking right.
Mm.
So, I got the beat, went home. Wrote White Tee Hook. We came back to the studio the next day.
We ain't come back to no studio.
We didn't do that day.
Shit the same day, my boy. Because after you came in there, we wrote the hook. Because you remember DJ Yola was in there.
Because he was recording.
That's why we was in
the office. He was re-recording. I ain't going to let him.
That's why we was in the office.
He was re-recording.
Yeah. That's I was with him when he recorded the original version.
Yeah, we was in the office. So, once he got finished, we went in there and we all went in the booth and did that shit. You don't remember that shit?
We all
in the booth.
Yeah, because it was a different story coming from you.
I don't remember exactly.
We went exactly in our right mind back
beat,
then.
So I know where I made the beat at.
Okay.
I remember we made the beat.
So that we was in the office because DJ Yolo was recording.
Y'all remember that?
And he came up there and we was in the office writing to another song, just writing.
Right.
And he came in there saying what he said. And it was just like, oh, shit, but we need to make that a song.
Cause yeah.
That way inspired me to be a rapper.
That song?
Before any franchise, I was just making beats. I ain't rap on them.
Okay.
So I'm like, shit, I can rap about a white tee. I'm finna get on this, too.
Okay,
And that was like my introduction to the rap.
I hit them all in my white tee.
Yeah.
Oh, I think they like
me. Like, when you know, bro, I always felt like, by me not rapping, I always felt like, man, I can't rap. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Because you wanted to be a producer and kind of behind the scenes dude at first, right?
Like, he inspired me to even do music. I was straight basketball. We played basketball together.
Okay, y'all. Was
he had a song he had created.
Money.
I'm like, shit.
The money song.
Yeah.
The money song.
It wasn't even a song.
A hit, goddamn. Yeah, it wasn't even a song. It was like just like a rhyme.
Okay.
And that right there inspired me to goddamn like, shit, I got to figure that shit out, boy. We got to get in this music, because this shit too hard. These folk got to hear this shit, but we got something. You know what I'm saying?
Music.
And he went like it was some real shit. Like a nigga really had to chase behind his nigga.
Do you know how many years it took for me to record this song?
Yes.
3 years?
10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade. I recorded a song on first semester of college.
First day of college.
So it was just a song you would just recite?
It wasn't a song. It was I did the shit to go to skip. I always saw weed, I always trap. I did this, I used to trap during lunchtime. I just go to Dixon Hill.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little cut through Dixon Hill through the short side. Two levels, two ways you skip school. The short side and the long side.
Right.
But if you go on the short side, you got to go through the houses and you got to go through the woods. There's a path through the woods. Or you take the long way. The long way, you might fuck around and get seen and get caught.
Okay.
The short way, you get about that motherfucker. I used to sit on the short way and make everybody who came through the path shot with me.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's smart.
Or you got to smoke with me or you got to shot with me. That's it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if you do this festival, you don't gotta go to lunch. Lunch is when all the niggas who smoke weed and street niggas, they don't go to lunch.
Right.
They walk in the cafeteria, walk out the back door, go smoke their weed for 30 minutes, smoke their blunt, come back to school. So if I can do this, I got an hour and a half, I can trap.
Oh, so you ain't even have to skip.
So I did this shit. Just so I don't have to go to four period. That's the only reason I wrote this shit for that. You know what I'm saying? We in 10th grade. I do this shit. Boom. I go. After then, everybody's like, oh, you need to rap. You need to come to the studio. You need to do this. I ain't 10th grade tripping. 11th grade, that's when me and him play basketball. So Pimp, before the game, Pimp will beat on the locker. And then goddamn, I'll be rapping this verse. You know what I'm saying? And everybody on the basketball team be singing this shit. Like Sunset Park.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So then Pimp used to be like, but this is before Pimp is actually making beats. You know what I'm saying? But now he want to get into it. But at the time, Pimp do cell phones. He turn you.
I forgot about that.
He do cell phones?
Before I got the hookup.
He was already finessing.
I got the hookup. Yeah. So basically, I had the whole.
I forgot all
about
that.
You need your bill paid.
All that shit.
Pimp Wireless, baby.
Yeah.
I forgot all about
that,
bro.
She's so crazy. We're in 11th grade. Pimp be like, hey, come on, man. Pull to the studio over here. Woo-woo. I'm like, man, stop that shit. I leave. Buy some weed for me.
Right.
So he'll buy some weed for me. We'll leave in the car, go to his spot in the temp. We go in the temp. My first time going there, she was crazy as fuck because I go in that motherfucker. You walk in that bitch and it's set up like a concierge.
It's apartment.
You walk in this apartment, we walk in that motherfucker.
You said a temp?
Yeah, it's
called
projects.
Yeah. Okay, you know projects. Okay, yeah. Remember, so, I'm Germanized. I've been over here for a long time. Yeah, you know?
So it's a table right there with his chair, with his shit. It looked like an office.
Okay.
And my homeboy, Lil Tony, he our age, but he in the motherfucker doing this shit. I'm like, nigga,
yeah, I had him working that while I'm at school.
Oh, okay.
So this man had a real cell phone shit going on. You know what I'm saying? I never studied 12th grade. Pimp went to another school. He went to another school, so I didn't see Pimp. I didn't see Pimp for a whole year. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Then I end up seeing Pimp my first day in college. I'm walking down the street. I hear this beat playing out of the fucking room, the dorm room. And so every time I hear instrumental now, I rap this verse.
Right.
It's acapella. But you got to think at the time, ain't no instrumentals. If it's an instrumental, it's somebody instrumental from the radio or something.
Okay.
Ain't no producers, niggas with CDs. Ain't no none of that.
Ain't no website you can go to and put on instrumentals and shit like that.
Yeah, I remember rapping all that Young Blood.
2002, no Instagram, no.
Ain't no MySpace, ain't no nothing.
I think of AOL, that little bullshit. AOL.
The dial-up shit.
Nobody
would
give me that.
Nobody had no computer,
no
goddamn phone beside
that. You had to have somebody make you a beat back then.
Right.
So when I hear the shit, the beat, I'm start rapping the shit. I'm like, oh, this shit going with that shit like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
So I follow this shit all into the dorm, and when I walk in the dorm,
it's this nigga.
It's this nigga, but his back turned to me. And when I walk in, I was like,
and this
hey, what's up, dog?
This the first day of school. I just got
the first day of school.
I just unpacked my computer.
This the first day of school.
Oh, so this was something like Destiny, right?
Yeah. Here, wasn't it? And he was like,
I just unpacked that.
What the fuck you doing here? I'm like, yeah, nigga, I'm in college, nigga. I never get this shit. I'm like, yeah, nigga, I'm in college, nigga. Yeah, remember that shit? He's like, yeah.
I think it was Mike. It was a Mike, just like that, but with the wire on that motherfucker.
Yeah.
And we hung that motherfucker, wrapped that bitch around the light pole got the bulb on it.
Yeah,
we wrapped that motherfucker around that bitch, motherfucker hanging down like a boxing ring.
We made the roommate get out. Hey, bro, you gotta got there, get up out of here real quick, bro. We're gonna do this song real quick.
And record this song.
We're gonna beat your ass.
And the program that Pimp had was like an 8-track.
Yep.
Because you can't stop it and punch in.
Yeah, you had to keep
going. To the end.
Yeah.
So I had to do, you gotta think, when I wrote this, I wasn't a rapper. I just did it. It was 24 bars.
I remember that.
So
shit
my
like
first verse is 24 bars. You see what I'm saying? So I had to do a hook, 24 bars, a hook, 16 bars, a hook. I had to do two 16s and 24.
Damn. Straight
and if,
through.
And if I fuck up at the end, I gotta start all the way back over.
Damn.
Then
I had
to record it. This is when you do three.
Nigga, these days wouldn't appreciate no shit like that.
Nah.
But shit, that shit.
Nigga, these days don't even want to do overdubs.
And we did multiple songs like that. That's the crazy
thing. And you gotta do three stacks and three stacks on your ad libs.
Damn.
And then three stacks on your fill in. So you got 9 tracks.
Right.
They don't even do none of that no more. He took my stacks on ad lib, but these niggas don't do ad libs or stacks no more.
I mean, you don't really have to, though. With the technology and shit.
Nah, but
nigga can turn a one take into a goddamn whole symphony if you really know what the fuck
it is. It ain't nothing like stacking your vocals.
Nah, it ain't. Because
I can do so much with your. Me as an engineer, I can do so much with
those different vocals. Oh, you be doing the engineering too?
I got to speak on that. I got to speak on that. As a producer, bro, I done seen everybody do one lead.
Yeah.
And that's what I see. Multiple ad libs.
Yeah. Right.
That's what I see.
Hard.
Yeah.
That made me start doing
that. But that's what I'm saying. That's what's going on now, period, though. That's what you're doing
now. But you know who started it?
Lil Wayne. Yeah.
He
do the one lead.
Jay-Z started it.
Jay-Z. But this is how I know for a fact that this is what impacted me. Lil Wayne impacted me directly with that shit.
Yeah.
Because goddamn, we was on tour and I said, I need you to do this verse. He like, cool. He pulled up. We at Tyree Studio in L.A. He pulled up. He do the verse for me.
Damn.
And when he do the verse for me, he go in the booth and he rap the verse, and then he do it one ad lib, and then he come out the booth. And I'm appreciative because it's Wayne.
But you like what?
But I'm feeling some type of way, like, damn, he ain't gonna do that.
That was it.
So after we do it, and then after he do it, he sit. Him and his little brother Marley, he sit in the studio. I do my verse. We sit in the hotel the whole time. All right. After that, I start going to listen to all Lil Wayne songs. Like, fuck, I'm gonna see these niggas jump and do this shit. Yeah. He did that shit to every song he did.
Right.
And I start saying, damn, that shit sound clear as fuck, though.
Yeah.
So when you do stacks, that shit be, because you don't never say it the same. So it be, I said, you know what I'm starting doing? So I started doing, I stopped doing three, I started doing two.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? I started doing two, two, and two.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I was doing two, two, and two because I do one lead, they'll main track it, then I do a second lead, and then they'll undertone it, and then I do two stacks, two ad libs, and they pan them.
Right.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I think it come out way more clear like that, you know.
But
what I'm
it does. It does, though. You know what I'm saying? But that's when I really found out.
That's
like,
just how I record now.
You know what I'm saying?
I really don't even write no more. I ain't wrote in so long. Like, I remember when I went in studio and I did the new Killer Mike track, the song for the Junkie.
Oh,
I go in the booth and I come New Face right there. And New Face was like, he was like, you ready? I'm like, I'm ready right now. Like, you know, Killer was like, you going on in there?
Where y'all did
at? Stank on you.
Yeah.
We went in there and I came out the booth. New Face was like, you through? I'm like, yeah, I'm through. That nigga turned that motherfucker up. They was in a jam and that nigga, Mike said, go back in there and do some ad lib. And then when I went back in there and did all the, you know.
That's so hard.
Something for junkies, something for the junkies, something for losers.
So how you do your, what you do it?
Like, I just go in there.
I do four bars or you do bar?
I like to stack my hook. That's it, because I want my hook to be
You got
to
kind of stack the hook.
But,
you got to have a different sound.
I'm going to do one take. Something for the junkies, something for the users, something for the world. I don't, and I'm going to get it right. And once I put it together, you know, you'll hit me in that chanting or whatever until I get it right. But then when I put it together, do it in one take. Boom. Then I'm going to do my O's or my yells and shit in the back. But I basically, same thing. You know, I'm influenced by Lil Wayne, too. Like, ever since it started happening, I've been recording like that. You know?
Yeah, I didn't say something.
I recorded Scotty like that. Scotty just, I ain't got no ad libs. I'm geeked up. I can't see it. Just one voice. Like, boom, I rolled that bitch all the way through.
Bro, I ain't saying a nigga be off the beat.
Yeah.
He don't need to be on beat.
Yeah.
Rapping that motherfucker, nigga got to go back and chop that motherfucker word for word.
Yeah.
And put it on the beat and shit.
That made me stop engineering for other people.
And that shit come out hard.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I know what I can do.
Yeah.
My mama can go in that bitch and sing like, something. When I get through with it, nigga, you going to think she Nicki Minaj. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, when I finish with it, but I'm saying, sitting there trying to be patient. Why this nigga finished doing that and he not me or he not you. I we been on the porch and rap 100 times when y'all jumping out. Like, we sit there and freestyle all day, back and forth. Me and Dro sit there and freestyle back and forth. You get in the studio with this nigga, one more time. Hold on, let me hit the blunt. No, don't hit the blunt. Cause when you hit the blunt, you finna mess up 30 more times. Like, don't let go to get it right. And that way made me stop engineering for other people. So that why I don't record. And then I don't like the way nigga be talking to you while you in the booth. Man, just play the shit over. I'm looking at nigga like,
who the fuck you talking
nigga,
to?
Nigga, I'm doing this shit on the string. Nigga, you can come in here and do it yourself. But you know, and I just stop. I don't record for nobody but myself. Period.
You know how you do that?
I only engineer my shit.
You don't want to record for that, get ass a high ass price.
I'm gonna give his ass a high five. Ain't getting
that. You want me to record? I need $500.
But see, you got way more patience than we do. Like, you.
Oh, I ain't sitting down and listening to that bullshit.
Yeah.
That's why I couldn't. My patience level is the reason why I couldn't afford pursue being a producer.
Yeah.
I was just like, I don't got the patience for that shit, bro.
That's what I was at first, though. Like, I was a producer before I was a rapper, like Pimp.
Really?
And, I was over there doing an OJ project. Like, I had, me and OJ was over there. Man, OJ lived in the studio. Him and Block B before Block B got killed. Like, I just might have a big bomb of the year. I had him. I had did the two-step on Young Money. Why me move two-step? Now that doom, doom. Hey, like, I had that one.
Bro, I think you need to do like a slick melodic R&B album.
Yeah, I already got a sing. I got sing. Man, you want to hear some of my R&B
song? Sing. That nigga take it to church, goddamn.
I got a whole R&B album already right now. That would mean Zaytoven been working on. I'm gonna let you hear some.
Nah, fuck that. I need to get some beats on that motherfucker. You talking about let me hear shit?
But it's crazy that all y'all producers and engineers and shit like that.
Yeah, my production really started with Scotty. Like, I went producing before Scotty.
You
like,
produced Scotty yourself?
Yeah, I did Scotty myself.
Oh, like, damn.
Yeah. When I used to be, bro, let me tell you something. When I used to do beats, everybody used to go outside and close the door. And you can hear niggas saying, oh, shh.
Hear this nigga go again.
Stein ain't never stand up. Like, I ain't never seen Stein. Every time I walk in, man, he get this nigga, but every time I want to hog up the equipment, you gonna see him do the bullshit at me. When I dropped that Scotty, I let that bitch play for 2 days in a row. Doom, 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 doom. I hadn't even put the in. Mook B hadn't came and took his stuff out of the studio. So Born had put his beat, Born had the 3000. He had the 3000. So Born took his disc out. So I ain't had nothing but whatever was already in the machine, which was the bass and the hi-hats. Yeah. And so that's why when you get me on the hook, on the original verse, they heard the original verse. You ain't never heard the original verse, probably. When I was like, I gotta see my doctor. They ain't had the geeked ups in there. And then when the verse came in, it said, I'm geeked. I can't see. That's all I had. And so that's why you get, I ain't had no clap. So that's why you get the doom, doom, doom. In the downbeat, in my boom, doom. That my clap. Boom, boom, because I ain't had no clap, so I had to put another drum in there. So that's why you got that extra drum. Doom, 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 doom. Now when you listen.
That song's so fucking hard. But
hold
though.
On, Jeff, let me show you. Okay. Now go listen to, I don't know, like 70% of the track that's out. And whether they slow it down or they speed it up, it's still the doom, 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 doom. Now, no matter where how they do it, and then go listen to 60% of that whole wave that went on with the mustard and all of them.
Yeah.
A lot of them, doom, doom, doom. Like, it's the same beat, bro.
You ain't saying you was the first.
I just say I influenced a lot of music from that era with one song, which was the Scotty song, you know.
I noticed one thing you said. You was like, Soulja Boy kind of stole your swag.
Nah, I ain't say that. I don't put words in my mouth. I said Soulja Boy.
I said kind of said it.
Nah, I ain't kind of say it either. Don't put words in my mouth.
Sorry, my bad, bro.
No,
my
don't
bad.
Never put no words in my mouth.
My bad, bro. My
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, my exact words was Soulja Boy came out of our era or whatever. I was telling you
but
about.
But you said he influenced.
Let me finish. Okay, you gonna go cut ahead, me go off. Ahead. I ain't gonna never get a chance to tell
my
you.
Bad, my bad.
Right, y'all already done put some words in my mouth, so I gotta make sure I say what I say.
Go ahead.
Soulja Boy, my nigga, bro.
He gonna be on your ass.
We came, Soulja Boy came after our era, yeah. And he enhanced it to another level. That's what I said. He sold millions.
Right,
or whatever.
Right.
Like, we sold millions. Those was my exact words or okay. Whatever. You know, I didn't kind of say nothing. You know what I mean? But my main thing is what we did, you still see right to this day, whether it was Young Thug's first song was I Feel Like Fabo. That's the first song he put out. So that I mean, Young Thug is one of the biggest stars in the world right now. But that was the very first song he put out. So you want to know where influence come from? You know, the influence just come from us really being hood niggas, us really being in the streets. These niggas can pull up and see us standing on Front Street. Our studio was on Front Street. Future came in there before he was a star. Everybody, you know, walked through those doors before they was a star. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because we was on Front Street. So I think that influence, seeing me standing up that bitch 6 o'clock in the morning, nigga, when you drive by, and I got my shirt off, I got my hood, like this. And you know, what you talking about?
No cap.
That influenced them, nigga, like to know this nigga really like this for real. He, right. Him, like, you know, and when you get up there, what's up? I can't even talk, like, you know.
Right.
It was real, so I think that influenced niggas, that knowing that it was real. It was real 150%.
Yeah, it was no disrespect. Maybe I did word it kind of aggressively or whatever, but
you got to say exactly what I said, though.
Right.
I'm a boss. Now, don't put words in my mouth, period. I don't care what you were trying to say. I'm just telling you what I was saying. You know, if you're going to say you said this, say that, because this is the entertainment business. And
that's true.
You can say something like that and it'll go sideways in your little clip. So, you know.
That's true. I meant he was influence. I don't remember your exact quote, but you alluded to him being.
I just told you.
Yeah, you told me the exact quote, but I was just trying to get to where.
Yeah,
he.
I'm a trendsetter.
Maybe got some of his influence and in how he dressed.
See,
that's what I'm getting at.
Trendsetter. He wanted. He was in the same realm where we was. Where he was on that block too. He seen what we was doing, and he modded his stuff after what we was doing.
I got a video right now. I'm cool. So
you know, Soulja Boy made a song called "Something Like Fabo" before he came out with the
But Soulja Boy even said it himself. He like, man, I got that shit from y'all. Yeah, bro. Like shit, y'all really influenced me. And he did that shit on video.
See, you know that ain't even a fucking conversation. Huh? How is this even a conversation?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like,
for sure. That ain't this even a conversation. The world can see that shit.
Yeah,
like,
man.
This is where we was.
But you know, nigga gonna get a fly.
Man, I got so many trendsetter awards, and I love pulling people under my wings, and that's somebody I never had a chance to pull up under my wing. I don't want to take no credit from nobody. Like, right. He literally did all of that himself, whether he looked at us and seen it or whatever. But
he
a
even
lot of,
had the white shade.
A lot of people I had direct influence on, like. You know, I hung out with OJ. I remember Gucci being at studio with Lowe. I remember how niggas moved. I hung out with Parlay and them. We took road trips together. So when you see me with the Dickies on and the white t-shirt, I was just trying to switch the colors up, but I still had the white t-shirt on. You see what I'm saying? So I'm taking a little bit from them. This the guy took a little bit from me.
It was all culture.
So, yeah, this so is this is that it was just what we were doing. So I look at it as trend setting. I look at it. I wasn't trying to be. I wasn't trying to be what I was.
You remember East Side? You better not land. Yeah. You don't act like you don't know the East Side. The snapshots. And they just bring them. Everybody, every project, every area has something that they do.
Yeah, yeah.
And West Side, that's just what we did. So if you stay on the West Side, you're gonna pick up on these mannerisms.
Right,
you
right.
Understand, Soulja Boy learned directly from Corny Cash. Mm. Corny Cash taught Soulja Boy how to make beats when they stayed on Sensor Road.
Right. Wow, that's crazy. I didn't even know that.
And Corny is one of the
Corny,
big,
my nigga.
Well, Corny one of the big producers from outside of town too. That with the Beat Monster, Corny Cash, DJ Plug, DJ Maul, KC Beat Monster,
Spins.
Yeah. It's a whole crew like they really like the first producer crew. Especially from our side of town.
Yeah.
So he learned from these guys how to make beats. And only thing it was is, we make beats like this. Then as music start changing, then they start changing. So when you end up starting hearing most of these people, and you hear their sounds, now that's how they started. They started doing snap music.
Right.
Shop Boys, all their songs were snap music before Party Like a Rockstar.
But and then the thing, and let me give you a little bit on my style. See, my style was different because... And anybody like Soulja Boy, anybody who put on the same clothes as I put on or did what I did, nigga, I did this shit because I was broke. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, when I got out of prison, they was already hot. The Bitch Can't Do It Like Me were hot. They was already in the street. They were doing shows. They were doing this. And I just got out. So I'm running around. I'm trying to figure it out. Boom, boom. Nigga wouldn't even give me a ride to the show. Like, you know, because they was already locked and caught. They ain't thinking, oh, damn, this nigga on the song because they been doing so many shows without me. You know, they already established. So some nigga got on Gucci, some nigga got on Louis, all of that. So I'm with these nigga every day. I'm trying to tell myself, how the fuck am I gonna be standing next to this nigga? He got on all that Gucci and all that Louis,
right?
Or whatever. And I got on this damn t-shirt and these regular jeans or something like that. So the next time I went in the store, I went down the walks. I'm go down the walks, walk in there. I got probably about $100, something like that. I go over to the Dickies aisle instead of me getting the black. Or the white, or the brown, like we normally do, or the blue. I was like, shit, let me get that white shirt with these green shorts right here, Walt, and give me that yellow t-shirt instead of white t-shirt today. Like, boom. And then goddamn, I went down the street, bought me some baseball socks. Man. So I had the baseball socks.
Hey, fuck them nigga. I ain't wearing no white tee.
I was so mad I ain't want to wear no white tee. I ain't going to care. I stopped wearing the white tee.
Fuck that shit.
Then he had the felines in the window.
Right.
2 for $69. I said, I can give me 2 pairs of shoes for the price of one. I ain't got but about $100. I spent $24 on the Dickies, and I spent 2 for $69 for the feline. And so there you go. Anybody who ever had that style was like, boom. And see, the white shades, I just walked in the store one day. My brother got locked up. My brother got life. He'd been gone 22 years. But before he got locked up, he used to wear the white shade. So I walked in the store one day. I used to go buy the shades out the middle of the mall. Like, I'm getting 3-4 pair for $10. Like, boom, boom, boom. But I walked by the white shades. And so I was like, D-Bo used to wear them, motherfucker. Boom, put them on. Damn, they got a white shade. Boom. They never take it. Well, now, well, the label for D4L, while I was in jail, painted my shade black.
What?
And so that's why I ain't never take the white shades off. Cause I told them that was some fucked up shit at the time. And they were like, we can't change it. And they put the album out. So you go look at the album. They painted my shade black. My shade was white. And so that's why I wouldn't take the white shades off. It was just kind of being rebellious. Because some fool took it upon himself to paint my shade black on my own album cover.
Wow, I never heard that shit.
I ain't get a chance to void my opinion. I was in jail.
Oh, yeah. I was always in jail. That's another thing I wanted to get to. Because you say you never really got to experience like the
first. Not in the beginning.
Not in the beginning.
Yeah.
You didn't get to experience like the initial hype of what, nah, what was going
on. I was a troublemaker.
Okay.
I grew up in church, so I learned late. It took me a while to calm down after I figured it out. It took me a while to figure it out.
Is that the same for everybody? Or I mean, not to go on it. Like, did you get to experience everything and like...
We experienced everything.
Oh, we experienced everything, but not me in the beginning when the deal first came, I went around. I was around when the deal was signed, but then I went right back. So
I think Parlay didn't get to experience a lot of stuff
because Parlay quit the group.
Nah, he had got locked up for a murder charge.
You did get locked up for a night. Yeah,
shit, I experienced everything.
And actually, the first time we came out here, he couldn't come because he had just got fucked up.
I was in a lot of trouble too.
Okay.
That's why I said we just. I remember going to the first radio station and I heard the radio DJ was like, man, this candy rappers. I'm in the front. And I'm like, didn't he know I just got out of jail for what I did? Like, I'm just sitting there saying to myself. And when I told him, I walked in the door, I said, you think we some candy rappers? And he was like, yeah, man, you know, that's just what I thought. I said, let me tell you what the first verse say. Prince O in the house in the rivers of the south, and I got to let him know D4L candy rider, we roll ain't nothing but a pimp inside. She can go. When I'm geeked up, they can watch me roll. Anybody buck but a lock and load ain't going to the truck. You better watch that hole. He can knuck if you buck. She going to hit him with four. Oh, I bet you can't stand on one toe with your arms in the air, imitate Fabo after your ass being hit. See, you got to
listen to the
song. Because there wasn't nothing candy about us. Like, I was.
Right. Yeah, we always talking about.
We was always on go. We was on go. We was on go in every song, bro. So that really pissed me off that people didn't know who we were. And you want to know why I had on so many colors? It was whatever pill I had in the bag. I just looked at it. And we got the green and blue in there. Give me that green and blue in there.
So you messed
that
it
shit
up.
Was
like...
fun to us, bro. Like, they kept out with fun because they had these. I don't know. It's the same shit that they do with the Hollywood niggas and all of these. We want to set your agenda. Like at home, I'm thinking, oh, that don't look right, nigga. I don't like that. You know, everything to pause on this, that, and that. I figure you just, I don't know about the skirt shit and all that, but I ain't with all that. But I figure you should be able to be yourself without 1,000 people trying to name what you're doing. Oh, that's a snap movement. We ain't never called it that. Who told y'all to name it? But it's just, that's what they do.
They come with like,
yeah,
as major as y'all got though, didn't it?
Nah, like, it just come from not having a major media outlet in the South. Like, we just ain't never been able to voice our opinion because we ain't never had no major power outlets. But now that we do, you kind of get all of this right here. Now you're like, damn, I ain't even know them niggas. Damn, I'm glad I ain't say that shit in here, Faye.
I'm about I ain't never played no new shit. I don't tweet down a lot of time on the road about that.
I snapped on Rossi in her fade. Like, we was somewhere, wherever she was on the radio at. And we were coming up, boom, going on Left Taffy Run. And like, y'all number one. Like, I don't even know what that is. Like, I just got out of jail. I ain't know what it was. So, boom. So, we went through this little whole thing or whatever with me and her got into it. And I was just like, look, man, let me walk out of here. Boo-boo. So, I ended up leaving because some chump calls. They ain't had a conversation. She didn't even see the conversation come. So, I guess she ran into the wrong nigga. So, boom. I'm releasing Tatted Up. When we released the Tatted Up video, she doing 106 and Park. Now, like, she don't work her way up to 106 and Park. Like, if you go look at the episode where she released it, and she took a jab at me. Like, she was like, well, we got the new video of the day called Tatted Up, da-da-da-da-da, by Lions and Fabo. And I don't know if I ever let Fabo be trying to do a tattoo on me. Like, boom, took another shot at me. Like, 2 minutes later, go.
Like, bitch, I'll attach your ass up, bitch.
Cause she thought we was some candy nigga, bro. When they ran into the real, cause they got all these. I see you online all day. I see you like, boy, stop. You ain't doing that. You laughing and shit. So when I get in front of you, I got these set questions that I was gonna ask you.
Then you start talking to like, man, wait a minute, I don't know what to ask him no. Cause you even joke on it, everybody gonna be funny. You feel what I'm saying? And that kind of how 90% of our interview went. Did y'all
get it? Yeah, I was just gonna say, did y'all get a lot of that because of like?
I think that why Lo came out like he did the type of with music all black that on. I think that how Lo, that why Lo came out with how he did with the all black on. Everything was just he was
trying to get away from.
He wanted to get away from that.
Yeah. Hmm, I can see that, but it worked. It worked, yeah. And then, yeah. But. It was two groups, right? It's the Franchise Boy, then it's D4L. But I've seen you say that D4L was never really a group.
Nah.
It was just
D4L was how the organization. The song
came nah. together. So in the
whoever was on the Laffy Taffy song, that's who we ended up being in the group. That's just basically it. We had did a song before that, The Bitch Can't Do It Like Me. And we had a couple more cats on there or whatever. You know, they was hot as hell too. Dope. We thought that, you know, they all was in the group. But I think when the deal came, the label didn't want to deal with, you know, who, but with whoever's on that song. It was 100 niggas in the studio every day, all day. Mm. And so we always recording together. But I don't think it was ever no real structure. They was over there, too. Like, it wasn't no real structure. These niggas was a group. That nigga was by himself. We had Zed. We had Duke Bread. We had Baby Girl. We had everybody was an entity. And when I got out of jail, I was in the group.
And it was kind of like a similar situation with us, too, because it was like everybody used to just be at my house recording. Probably he was his own rapper, buddy. He was his own rapper.
All of us solo rappers.
Everybody was solo rappers.
We looked at ourselves like Wu-Tang Clan.
Exactly.
Okay.
And kind of the same situation when we did White Tee and got the White Tee situation. You know, we had to sit down and just figure out, like, shit, who put in the most work? And shit, you got them Franchise Boy.
Okay. Okay.
With us, I walked up on 100 niggas. Like, it was 100. These niggas been together since I been in high school. Like Lo, who he was when I was playing the drums in high school. He'll ride by. He stopped the ice cream truck.
Me and Shaw Lowe from the same project.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I'm from the project down the street.
Shaw Boys, all of us from the same project.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm from the project down the street. So
and he from the project.
The only one.
He from the project down the street, and he from the project. Okay. So before music,
right?
Everybody be from my projects.
Yeah.
His project, their project, them. Everybody be for my project.
Yeah,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? But my projects, it's like...
On Front Street.
It's like, I would say my project is like the forefront of the projects on our side.
Because it's right. In the middle of everything.
See, it used to be Perry Home and our projects, but then they tore down Perry Home, and it kind of like made just like, we had the biggest projects.
The club move.
You see what I'm saying?
When they tore down all project, when I got out of prison, my project was never half a project. Mm-hmm. So I started walking up the street to the pool paddle. That was the pool paddle was over there. It was over there where I was from.
Then okay. Moved to Bankhead.
And,
okay, okay.
When I got out of prison, it was half a project, this, that, another. Boom. The club moved to Bankhead. I ain't never go to the club out the rip when it moved to Bankhead. Cause I don't know no
I was in that bitch.
I ain't know nobody over there.
Right.
Or whatever. And so probably 2002, 2003, it was raining. Club starting to bunk up. It started
now everybody started to get crunk. To the pool pack.
And so they started doing the talent shows. And when that money came into play, my baby mama and my cousin went up there with somebody one day, tried to leave me with the kids. I'm like, boy, y'all finna do this every week. I'm like, yeah, we're going to the talent show. I was like, nigga, I'm going to the talent show too. And that I went up there and won.
Yep. And so you guys
got like that.
It's just like that. I went up there and I was good. I started winning.
But where'd you get your style from? Because don't nobody sound like Fabo.
Nah, I just was singing already. Like,
you was in churches?
I'm not rapping, bro. If you listen to every song I ever did, I'm singing. I'm not rapping. I'm a singer.
That's like, what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not rapping on any songs. Like, you can catch me rapping, you know, a little bit or whatever, but I'm singing every song. Laffy Taffy, Bitch Can't Do It Like Me. You know, any song you got to... They never gave Bankhead a chance. Look at Jackie Sundance. I'm singing on that. I'm singing on every song. Digging me. Look at it. Every song I'm singing.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. But I'm just saying like...
Church. Standing in front of your mama. Your mama making you sing all Al Green songs, all Marvin Gaye songs for her friends.
Okay. Well, the shit hot as fuck, man. But I feel like... Oh, y'all got to dip out?
Yeah.
Damn,
he
I got so many.
Where y'all at?
Got so many more questions for y'all.
Yeah, great
man.
Combo, man. You can shoot out a couple more.
Oh yeah.
Damn, it was one thing I did wanted to ask, but I don't know. I don't want to. I feel like I'm holding y'all up though.
How much time we got?
30 minutes.
20. Is that
20 minutes? 20 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, so y'all. Collectively started like the Pool Palace music or the snap music, as people started calling it or whatever. And then a lot of people followed suit and made other snap kind of songs. Yeah. And, you know, it started a whole movement. Y'all influenced a lot of people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But Parlay, I saw Fat Joe had an opinion about his song Lean Back. And you also, you know what I'm saying, you had an opinion about what he said.
Facts. I didn't have no opinion.
It was facts?
All facts. I don't play, bro.
I understand, but could you like
him? Ain't nobody going to meet your life going to say Parlay told me a lie. I'm 40 years old, dog. I stand on everything I say. I ain't no playing type nigga.
Right. I stand on being.
For sure. See, like a lot of people see the music that we did then and think I'm totally different from what everybody think.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? I'm 100% different. Unless you know me personally, I'm 100% different than whatever you think.
Yeah.
Right.
I can guarantee you this shit. You see what I'm saying? I just I
was just talking about how I had to walk back out the door. I'm going.
When I say something, that's what I
you told me. Just come over here and say what's up to you.
What's going on? I don't never got a problem with a opinion somebody made. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's different than making an opinion and making a statement. Fat Joe made a statement. So,
was Lean Back even out before?
See, Lean Back came out in 2004. But what you got to understand is we did Lean With The Rock in 2004.
Right.
We did. You got to think, all these songs that y'all hearing came out in the span of 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, like.
When 2 years was 2 years in the music industry. Yes,
but it was, see, at this time, it really wasn't a music industry for us. It was everything was just happening and starting. So when y'all heard a song, we hadn't heard that shit for 2 years already.
Right.
When y'all heard Laffy Taffy, and then they came out with I Bet You Can't Do It Like Me after Laffy Taffy.
Right.
I Bet You Can't Do It Like Me hadn't already been out 2 years.
Yeah.
Lean With a Rock With It was out. Franchise Boy wasn't even on the song. It was already the number one song on the radio in Atlanta.
Right.
But it just wasn't even on the song. It was just me and all my artists. All these songs are been old.
Oh, damn, I forgot about Buck them and all that. Yeah. I forgot Trout about
squad,
that.
Squad, yeah, everybody who, if that everybody was already my label,
yeah,
everybody who signed me, I put on them on the song. Because that was my way of saying, okay, man, this is like, I took out looked at it like Wu-Tang. Like,
what happened to all this? Like, that whole, you had a wave going on then.
Yeah.
Make the road clear.
What happened? But you know, Lil' Charlie on there.
I remember
I left Lil' on there. So I took Ben Hill Squad off. You know what I'm saying? Because you know they had got them a manager. They was getting hot,
so they got
a manager. And then they, I'm like, if you want a manager, manager gonna do all this shit for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So they choose to take their own route. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? And Trap Squad, Shawty Black, which is, I had to take three people off because I had three group members.
Yeah,
because they. You know what I'm saying? So Shawty Black one signed to me. Yeah. He just had there was another hot group that was in the pool.
They already had a hit too. The West had it.
West had it.
You know what I'm saying?
Fable showed me this.
That's what I got out of jail too. Right there, I got out of jail and they threw me on that remix.
Because
I got out of jail, like who are the niggas saying my name? It was like, oh, that Lamar. But he front banging, like I know him. Like I ain't know who it was, but it was my partner who was saying my name.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Yeah, so she had been out, you know what I'm saying? So when we redid the song again, you know what I'm saying? It's like a music. If it's a song, it's a hot song, everybody might give a line, like Megan Stallion.
Yeah.
Even D4 Will can't do it like me. Like when the song hot, you're going to incorporate it in your song. This is what hip-hop is.
Right.
So by him having a hot song, we saying Lean With It, Rock With It, or we can lean back like Fat Joe. It's a shout-out salute, not that we took it from you.
Right.
Yeah. Real nigga. Yeah. If I got something from you, I'm going to be like, hey, Tommy Black, but you had them goddamn round shades on the motherfucker fly, bro. I got these motherfucker Tommy.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No.
You see what I'm saying?
Nothing wrong with
it. But don't tell me I did something
that
I ain't did, but then when I tell you I ain't do that, and you want to tell me, yeah, you did. To me, shit like that get personal. You think I'm a lie? Tell me I'm a lie. I'm a street nigga, bro.
Right.
There's certain things you can say and do to me is gonna trigger me.
I got you. Totally understand. Totally understand.
You know what I'm saying? You tell me, look, like I just said, don't take a defense. It's a bankhead thing.
Yeah.
Hey, boy, you said, nah, nigga, I ain't said that. Yeah. He wasn't mad at you. It's just,
I just had to make it clear. It's Fable I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He wasn't mad at you. It's just, when you come from where we come, and
you gotta make
it's just
sure
certain things.
You,
like, nigga, shit, that shit is soft.
Where do we come from? Look, let me show you something. I'm finna show you how it go. We at the Jesus thing one night, and we in L.A. I got a couple of my homeboys with me. I'm with him.
We get out the truck together, everything. Boom, we walking in the door, they shut down half of the crew. We outside in L.A. in some hood, we don't know nobody. Like, woo, 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 this damn shit us out the club. Mama, we telling them, we were G's, blah, 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 whatever. Boom, so we walk back around the corner and regroup. Like, what we gonna do? What do, 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 do. So some dude, like, I can get y'all in, you know. Boom, boom. We end up paying him some money to get in. We get in, we get upstairs with G's, we up there. So you know, they search you at the door and all that. You know, all these niggas look like Debo. Boom. I get upstairs. I'm in the little VIP area. We kind of go up the little step right there to the little VIP area. We up here, G's up there. You know, all the people up there and all of that. We kind of down and back, boom, boom, boom. Some dude walk by, big old dude. I'm like, what's up, man? I'm like, man, I remember you from somewhere, man, but I don't know where or whatever. You know what I mean? Just seen him real quick. It just happened. Just that quick. It wasn't even no whole conversation in there. Boom. About 30 minutes later, I'm just sitting there about good, so geeked up now. Everything going home. Come through the little thing right there with two more niggas look like Debo. Whoa, they big like this. Come on. You get over there where I'm at. Yo, cuz, where you say you know me from? I'm like, I'm looking at the nigga like, I don't get what's going on. I ain't even remember saying it to the nigga. Like, it was just like in passing.
I don't remember saying
that. Like, the nigga, I was like, nigga, did you just search me at the door? You like, nah, that was my brother, cuz. I was like, that's why I just see you. I don't know, I ain't from here. Like, boo, boo, boo. He's like, yeah, man, don't say that to nobody, though. Like,
yeah, because I hear this culture, when you say I seen you, like, yeah. That's something. Like, so what he's saying is, LA. Certain things you can't say in certain
right.
Things.
You can't say.
It triggered a different
yeah,
response.
Yeah, I got a different
that
response.
That was Fat Joe did.
Yeah.
He triggered the response out of me by what he said.
Right.
You can get online and talk about all the other niggas. I'm not on that time, bro.
Right, right.
You don't. I don't go back and forth with niggas. I'm the phone call nigga. What? Hey, bro, where you at? Let me pull up on you, dog.
Right.
I'm on that time. I'm on a whole other thing. And then to say it, 15, 16, 17 years later mean that you've been had it on your chest.
I guess that's.
See, I read between the lines of street niggas. So when a nigga say something to me, I got to understand what he really trying to say.
Right, but it is the time of people kind of putting out their opinions. You know, it's the podcast era. You know,
don't put an opinion out on me.
I remember when they did the bubblegum song. They did the bubblegum song. Like it's the same thing. K Rap, I'm Mr. Bubblegum. They basically did like an opposite of Laffy Taffy. Like everything he was saying was off the Laffy Taffy song. Like you know,
right.
I'm Mr. Chico Stick. He was like that Chico Stick hard. Like he was doing everything off of that. You know, like he was using everything that I said, and I was like, damn, you know. But I had to get it just then that he was just you know referencing my track or whatever. But I was like, nah. That nigga straight up flipped the whole track trying to make him a hit. You feel what I'm saying? Mm. And it turned into a hit. I want that bubble gum, that Jigo stick, thing like that.
But it's
you
so
know.
Obvious that like, that came from you, though. Yeah, I mean, look at Cat Williams. You know what I'm saying? He unloaded all his opinions on his, like, you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
he got opinion when you got proof.
Yeah, he had
saying.
Proof
it's,
of it's, Cedric. That, have y'all seen the proof of Cedric in that joke?
Nah,
I seen the proof.
I live my life totally different, though. Anything I had to address, I addressed it then. Like, I ain't gonna wait, like he said. Facts. I ain't waiting no time. Like, if
right.
I feel like.
You gonna say anything about it then, don't even talk about it.
I ain't gonna talk about it. Like, if I feel like, and the only reason why we was having that conversation later on, because we still relevant, and we doing interview, he got a podcast, he doing it, boom, 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 and you running into nigga who asking you the question. So, quite naturally, sooner or later, we were going to have that conversation right. with each other, you feel me? But for us, like, the outside world, this a bankhead thing. This just,
and I can have this conversation
you feel
with
me? By now, nobody else say nothing about
right.
him around me, though.
We got a different,
right.
you feel me? We have been around, I can have this conversation, like, I can have a conversation with my brother, my homie, my partner, we can have them tough conversations.
Yeah, there ain't got to be no
but, nigga,
bad blood and no shit.
Can have that conversation.
Yeah, I got
nigga,
you.
Don't get what me and Fabo do think that you could do this with me.
It's an outsider.
I'm not knowing that. Yeah. I tell you, it's a crazy shit. Niggas from our side beef with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But if we go to the East Side Club, we together.
We together.
If we go to the South Side Club, we together. If they fight, we fight. Right. But when soon we get back to the west side, we back fighting.
Yeah.
It's just like brother shit.
Like
we
brothers and
house,
sisters and shit.
Yeah,
you know?
We find a house. When we go out here, bitch, you better not say nothing.
The same way like that when you're in prison, too, down there. When you're in prison, like,
We might beef all day long on the street, but when we get out here with these Savannah, these Augusta, these Statesboro, these other niggas, like, we together. We from Atlanta. Like, you right. don't care where side you from.
Right,
you
know? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely get that. It's just, I don't have set things I'm asking y'all, but yeah. I've researched yeah. y'all, and, like, if the conversation goes that way,
yeah.
then I'll ask the question. I have the utmost respect for, and I'm from... it's been a minute since I've been home, but yeah. I'm from the same area as yeah, y'all from, yeah, so yeah. so I definitely understand.
We're like, neighbors.
Yeah, it's certain things that you just don't, you know what I'm saying, address yeah. in a certain way and shit. But with that being said, I have to ask one more question in that lane, because yeah. I yeah. saw a clip of y'all, because you got a podcast too, right? Yeah. Is it you?
In apartments.
Shout out to In Apartments. I seen a clip of y'all talking about the diss track that you made toward him. Is that off limits to talk about?
No, nah, we talking about
it. I don't even know nothing about that.
Oh, yeah. What the hell? I think that's the first time he had went solo, right?
No, it was
the
last time.
Oh, the last time.
The last time? You sure? Cause whatever time it was, he had went solo,
I
right?
I didn't do anything.
Parlay put out 30 mixtapes in that time. Yeah. 30. I know some of his song by heart that ain't had nothing to do with Franchise, cause we were rhyming to it. We'd be in Rachel Walk playing your shit. Like, got it on the, we had the little goddamn little thing about this big, the little thing you let the thing go, put the CD yeah. in. We would listen to Never Tear the Ground. Like,
right, I know right, that. Right.
Hey, but when that song, right? It was just, you know, it was a time period where I felt like, man, this nigga ain't fucking with us. You know what I'm saying? He doing his own shit. And this is what, you know, the reason I'm in this shit is because of this nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, y'all started, right?
So,
yeah.
You know, I'm at the studio.
We own a franchise.
Yeah, basically. So I'm at the studio. Jizzle pull up. I'm listening to the beat.
Oh, Lord, he had that influence going on.
But listen. And get what we call the song? One Mic ain't gonna stop no show.
One
Mic don't stop no show, right?
Jizzle was on the song too.
Yeah, so look, wait. So you know, I do my verse. So basically, my verse just goddamn was coming from a real nigga. Goddamn, like,
right.
shit,
what I'm talking about,
like yeah. shit, bro. Got, they were fucked up. Woo. It wasn't really no deal. Just goddamn speaking how I felt about the situation.
Right.
That nigga Jizzle get on that motherfucker. Oh, that nigga with love. No, so while he doing that verse in my head, I'm just thinking the whole time, boy, this nigga gonna beat this nigga. You wanna do that over, bro? All right, I got you. But yeah, but that nigga got there. It's so crazy, because I think, 2 days later?
I don't know.
Peanut called me. I'm getting ready to go to the studio.
Peanut called me and told me.
See, that's the fucked up part about it, because I ain't even know Peanut called
me. Peanut called me and told me.
Peanut man playing both sides of the fence. Yeah. Goddamn.
Yeah. Before goddamn anybody let you know, you won't know. Goddamn nigga got this song about you. I said, got this song about you. Yeah, man, ain't tell me this shit. I said, what? So I said, what they do with it? Oh, they were Gold and Dollar. Yeah. I called up there.
I said, how the hell that nigga know what we recording?
I called to the studio. I said, if y'all let that shit come off the computer, I'm shooting everything up that bitch.
Damn.
Nah, that bitch better come off.
Nah,
nigga,
he came.
Take that shit off the computer.
He came up there.
Take that shit off the fucking computer.
Cause look, I'm on the way.
Pulled up there, make them nigga take that shit off the computer.
I'm on the way to the studio, right? So he had to call both of us at the same time. So he called him. He had to call me. Hey, shit, where you at, bro? I'm like, shit, I'm finna come to the studio. You at the studio? He's like, yeah. Pauley just pulled up. I'm like, he just pulled up to go to their spot. He like, yeah. He finna play the song now. He finna play the song. I'm like, shit.
Oh, you want to hear?
I'm like, shit. I
went up there making me raise my computer.
Listen, I went up there, I was like, shit, man, fuck that shit, I'm gonna pull up. I ain't worried about that shit, I ain't got down saying nothing like that. He's like, nah, shit, bro, just hold up for a little second.
Yeah.
That nigga talking about shooting everything up. Don't come yet.
Hey, I ain't had nothing to do with it. I'm gonna fuck it, you did, nigga. You let him make a diss song in your studio?
Oh, that what the nigga said, he had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, you let them nigga make a diss song in your studio? And it really wasn't like a...
It was like a regular studio. It wasn't no big studio like that.
I for whose studio?
It was like a little...
It could have been Stank Owner.
Yeah.
That's hard to explain.
Nigga said, y'all better not let that bitch come off the computer.
But look, the crazy shit, though, after the nigga listened to the song, he called me. He was like, shit, bro, I fucked with you, bro.
Yeah, I told him.
But Jill,
your shit.
I'm beat that nigga ass.
He was like, shit, I can't put that motherfucker out though, but I'm gonna beat that nigga ass though for sure.
I was like, so it never came out.
No, I ain't never saw the light
of day. I ain't never heard it. I know that.
Cause we had
ain't
a conversation.
Nobody had that song.
You gotta understand, when he went solo, we didn't have no conversation. Like,
okay,
he over here, I'm over there. So it's like this shit going on.
I think somebody would nowadays, somebody you would have had to do something to somebody nowadays, but they would have put that shit out that night.
But not if a like, nigga.
Yeah,
just,
nowadays, yeah, it would have been on Spotify.
A nigga would have took that ad with nowadays.
Shade
everywhere.
He would have too.
Yeah.
And y'all came out before, not to start a whole long conversation, but I know y'all got to go, but y'all came out before like social media and shit, right?
Yeah.
Social media was out. We had MySpace.
Like right at the beginning.
And,
but I'm talking about MySpace like social media
had,
like you did
MySpace
now.
MySpace
like,
just hit, bro,
yeah.
Like
2002, 2003.
Yeah.
That went out of college
students.
Bro.
Yeah, we was on. I was on MySpace heavy during my whole run. MySpace. Like, yeah,
we had MySpace.
I definitely remember MySpace.
But it went like nowadays, though, because I remember getting into my girl one time. I was like, I was like, I said something. She said something about a picture, and I was like, liking a picture like this way back then. Like in my mind, I'm like, I wish a motherfucker would say something to me about liking a picture,
right?
And to see where it then came to the day, like nigga dying over like saying some stuff online. But I remember back then, it used to be like, man, I ain't stand that shit. You know, it went
right.
It went then, but man, like
it really run the world. Now.
Words mean something now, boy. But back then, but you can look at somebody.
It was entertainment. Yeah, it was part of the industry. It was entertainment. It wasn't real. Niggas would be into it, and it'll be rap.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But now with social media, you got Twitter, you got Instagram. You know what I'm saying? You got TikTok. Like
it's more opportunity too.
It is more opportunity though.
It's a better way to get out there. Cause like us, we had to goddamn go hand out CDs and all type of shit. Like record in stores. Like I ain't seen a nigga do an in store.
That crazy though. When we said we sold millions.
Y'all really sold millions.
People went to the store and bought our CDs. Millions of people went to the store.
That's the difference. That's the difference. Y'all was a part of the one of the last eras of like real stars and real like people who really garnered.
We made
attention.
It where you can make one song though. Like before us, you had to put out a whole album. When we came out, you ain't got to put out one song now. So
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, we created the ringtone era. Like when you ain't need but one song for your ringtone. So it was basically everybody trying to make that song to go on a ringtone now.
That
true. Yeah.
But y'all feel like y'all would have been bigger in this era if like a TikTok and an Instagram and y'all could have went viral with all types of shit.
I just said that our era is like the Frank and Beverly Mays and all of that. You could have put that music out at any time. You could put that music out right now and it's still going. You put Frank and Beverly Mays out right now, he would have did the same shit that he doing. Like you could put Al Green out right now, he'll do the same shit that he doing.
Even with the oversaturation, because I feel like shit, because music is like so accessible these days and it's so easy to make a song and put it out.
Yeah.
There is an element of like oversaturation.
I ain't gonna take away from that. Yeah, it is.
Hit hit. You know,
you took the word right out of my mouth.
Is when you hear that bitch, you like,
once
shit,
it hit,
always right here. It just ain't no content in music.
I'm gonna tell you what you can do with a hit.
Ain't no content
in
music.
I'm gonna tell you what you can do with a hit that you can't do with a regular song. You could take a hit and put it on anybody else's hit. You see what I'm saying? Whether you slow it down or speed it up, you can put a hit on top of another hit. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Nigga did T-shirt, slow down white T beat.
Somebody just slow Scotty down
white
and put it on an old song.
Same color T-shirt.
Forgot.
Remember white T beat, slow down.
Damn, I ain't know that either. I bet a lot of people don't know that.
White T, they just made it talking about dope.
Right. Yeah. That leads me to another question. I know y'all got to go, man, but I like talking to y'all niggas, man.
Bring you back home, don't
it? Hell yeah, man. I don't get to talk to a lot of people from back home over here. I be over here isolated with all these German potatoes, as they say. You know? No offense to my boy over here. But Mos Def just came out in an interview and he I don't want to put words in his mouth and shit, but he alluded to the fact that Drake is not
a rapper.
He not hip hop. He not rap. Yeah. He more pop. He more like He make music for like elevators and Walmart.
I feel
like
hip hop is not what it was when Mos Def was out. Exactly. I think he got a different version in his head of where hip hop should be and where hip hop actually is. Hip hop evolved.
New York people got to stop thinking that the form of music that they make is the only form of music. Yeah. Mm. I don't like that shit.
I think you have to be lyrical. That shit's
not the only form of music.
Right.
See, that was one of his trigger words.
You just can't, everybody just feel like it's just, oh, it's part of this. This is what it got to be. They don't. Don't got to be that.
Man,
music
Drake
is
hip hop right now, bro. Sure. You can't take it, man.
You can't take nothing away.
That man do
Drake.
All type of music. So Chet Baker, the most of his hits go, and it's more slow and melodic than
what is the song with him and 21 Savage? Man, you a pussy. Like, yeah. Drake.
He entitled to his own opinion, but I don't think that factual.
But you know, Mos Def like a backpack rapper. You know, he real like,
yeah, and he more of a conscious lyrical,
you know, like,
bro. And a lot of,
I can understand what he's saying. I just don't agree with
a lot of, like, you know, people
I
like
just
that.
Hip hop has evolved since Mos Def was in the game, and I think that's why, you know, he's not making, was it Yasef?
Yasin Bey or something?
Yeah,
like
I think
that?
That's why he ain't making music no more, because it's grown. It's outgrown him, or it's grown past that era. Like, you know,
So them niggas did like Nick Saban.
Yeah.
The playing field even. I can't pay for these kids. The moment I'm done. I don't even want to do it no more. I'm done. Y'all can have it right.
Yeah, now. I don't agree with him. I think Drake is everything that hip hop has become.
Right.
And I ain't never seen him go pop.
Say what?
Pop.
The man don't sold more records than Jay-Z, man. The man is second selling hip hop behind Eminem, bro. How the fuck hip hop? How? Men lie.
But get what?
But is it any merit?
Some people say Eminem ain't hip hop too.
Nah, M hip hop.
That's just
I didn't hear people say that.
I feel
that
like
too.
That's just racist people.
I can tell you this much right here.
I agree.
If you made a
people gonna say what they
if
say.
You made a rap on a beat,
right?
That's hip hop.
Facts.
Period.
Facts.
You didn't. Curtis Blow didn't. He rapped a totally different way than most definitely the rest of them. Andre, like, he didn't rap like us, but that was Curtis Blow and them. What y'all about to hear?
Yeah.
They don't know. Like, that
was nobody
don't
say that ain't rap no more.
That was, you don't say that ain't hip hop too. Right. Like, that don't sound like you talking about your metaphors and your similes and. You know, they weren't doing all of that. They was just telling you, I want to say hello. Put your hands up in the air. It was more trying to get you to dance and do what they was doing, because you had the dudes break dancing and stuff back then. So when they came along, it was more about, y'all need to, you know, we need to follow Brother Malcolm and these people.
Yeah, it was more conscious.
It was about trying to put the message in our head.
It was more preachy and stuff like that.
Nigga, I'm out here eating ketchup sandwiches and shit, nigga, and playing spades with these ugly-ass toes. Nigga, I don't want to hear this shit. Like, I want to hear, nigga, put the cards on the table, nigga, smoke the blunt. Give me 3-5 right here. Nigga, talk to me like I feel like that. I'm used to being talked to.
Right.
You trying to word game me, and I come from slaves. Like, I'm from the South. I'm from Georgia.
Right.
That means that my great-great-great-granddaddy was a slave.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Not your great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy
was a slave. In the North, you know, and I'm going to say this, in the North, you got to go back 7 or 8 granddaddies before you had a slave in your family. Like,
right, right.
In the South, I went through Jim Crow. I went through civil rights, you know, because we in the South. So when you try to wordplay like that, you forgetting that. You know, my grandmama probably just learned how to read this, that, and other. So I'm like a third or fourth generation person that can read, period. You feel what I'm saying? So when you say that, it's a direct insult. You know what I mean? When you insult the music, you directly insulting our intelligence and not giving us credit for, look how far they done came in a short period of time.
Right.
That's why we took over hip hop, because you didn't get it. You didn't get the movement. You didn't get the wave that was going on when Andre 3000 said the South got something to say. You was ignoring us. Mm. And that's how you get this wave of Southern artists. And it ain't stopped from Texas. Now you got Memphis going crazy. Like, you can't stop it because you ignored it all these years. So what you doing ain't even hip-hop no more. This is the new hip-hop. And Drake don't work with every one of these artists. He embraced the South. He worked with each and every last one of us. How many songs do Mos Def got with Outkast? How many songs do he got with D4L or franchise? He got in.
He probably feel the same about all about them.
How many songs he got with us though?
You know what I think too, bro. I think like a lot of we get a lot of hate from a lot of people too. Cause I heard some shit where they talking about goddamn well we was a part of killing hip hop, right? I don't agree. I just think
was I caught a straight niggas just, on stage doing my lady get what, thing, imitate me.
I just think nigga, it was so hard. We made it so hard for niggas to recreate what we did. Mm. So they gotta say we killed it.
That was
you know what I'm saying? When you can't recreate something, it's a problem.
Yeah. I ain't heard a nigga I ain't heard a nigga yell like me on Tatted Up ever.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. We created earlier. A motherfucking problem.
Yeah.
And we're going to end on that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Now, yeah, we can end it on that.
Now, all them niggas get, what you call it?
D-Boy Fable franchise.
Oh!
We out. And this is the quote, motherfucking the ghost.
The little dad, hey, they my nigga. Now, they dance on purpose.
The step?
Yeah. Everybody dancing on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody dancing on purpose.
Yeah.
Shit, yeah. What the new shit? Nobody.
Man, every one of these cats that we see nowadays, they was all snapping, and now they all carrying guns and this, that. I can go all the way back to some of these dudes' very first YouTube video. They had on long t-shirts and this, man, that, and another, and they all was doing a snap dance or whatever. So,
yeah. But get what, niggas ain't gonna say, if franchise, I used to rock the franchise, boy. Yeah. I used to rock the D4L. They're gonna say goddamn like something else.
Yeah.
But they I did, that. Though. They yeah. might lie.
I say, for sure. I just seen
but everybody just was seen on that shit back then.
But it's like, we on the back, bro. The niggas ain't gonna come out like, boy, shit, that was one of my favorite groups.
But
like,
certain niggas, like, that's shout another reason why, because we fall off and for about 5 or 6 years, and then you ain't hear nobody talking about snap music or whatever. I think we responsible for bringing that conversation back, too, with me and Parlay getting into it online. Yeah. Nobody wasn't talking about no snap.
Nah, that's real.
About
real.
4 or 5 years ago, we really started this conversation back. So
and the shit was on, and the conversation, driving the conversation was intentionally.
Yeah,
we didn't just pop up and just get online. We talked. Yeah.
I figured that.
Yeah.
We talked to each other.
We was already online. Arguing somewhere else. It was like, nigga, let's get online and talk about it.
Yeah, you know.
And so
because we know it's gonna shift the movement up.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, if for
you
sure.
Think about, if you really think about this for real, ever since me and Fable had that conversation,
it's been a thousand.
Snap music in your face since then. If you just really think about it, remakes of songs. Bro, it's so, you go on TikTok, bro, so many art that like me.
And look how many people coming out talking about, I did this, I did that. You weren't saying you did that before me and Parlay started talking about it. You ain't never tell nobody you made that song. You ain't never tell nobody you did that beat.
Right.
And then you got other people to come in, what about such and such? What about him? Because he ain't saying nothing all
these
years.
All these niggas, who was out here? All the groups, we know all the groups.
That answer your question, Pimp. That's why these younger artists ain't saying nothing about her, because We went in their face all the years like that. We just popped back up.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I heard Huncho say, they had some main hit top artists. He left Jeezy and T.I. and all them out because he was like, I didn't grow up off of them. I grew up off of Thug. And, you know, so you got to respect the young nigga mind.
For sure.
Yeah, man. Like y'all said, shit just done evolved. And, you know, can't nobody really dictate how somebody take the influence they got from you and remix shit, you know. And then just because it ain't what you used to doing don't mean it ain't hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, in most death case. Hey, man, but I appreciate y'all for coming through.
Oh!
You know what I'm saying? It was definitely an honor to sit down and talk to y'all, man, you know what I'm saying? Because I was a part of all the movement back in the day.
Yeah.
I seen y'all came up, definitely, you know what I'm saying? Say what?
You left right after. So that let her know. That let her know we did our job.
I had to get out, man. I had to get out. It's crazy in America. I wanted to ask y'all about Trump, but I'm gonna let y'all slide with that.
Yeah, we
but,
gotta slide.
Well, hey, man, I'm getting into the politics, and I get all my politics from D.R. Hughley and T.I.
Hey, tell me.